This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia accused the United States of aggression against Iraq and Syria aimed at preserving its global dominance and salvaging U.S. President Joe Biden's administration's quote-unquote image ahead of this year's elections. The U.S. responded its military response to unjustified attacks by Iranian-backed proxies against American forces is not only legal but will continue. The exchange came at a contentious UN Security Council meeting Monday called by Russia, Syria's ally, where both countries also said they did not want an escalation and spillover of the Israel-Gaza war. Many council members expressed fears of a growing Mideast conflict and urged de-escalation and stepped-up peace efforts. Britain's Buckingham Palace says King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The palace says the 75-year-old Charles will keep working as head of state but suspend public duties while being treated, without saying what form of cancer he has, only that it's unrelated to his recent enlarged prostate treatment.
Concerned about him.
President Biden says he hopes to speak with the king, God willing. The palace says Charles is wholly positive about his treatment and looks forward to returning to public duty. Sagar Magani, Washington.
United Nations representatives held a closed Security Council meeting Monday to address the ongoing conflict in Myanmar.
The 1st of February marked 3 years since the Myanmar military overturned the democratically elected government. The situation in the country remains dire. We strongly condemn the ongoing violence harming civilians.
Britain's ambassador to the United Nations, Barbara Woodward. This is VOA News. An Australian Chinese writer has been given a suspended death sentence by a Chinese court. He was arrested and accused of spying 5 years ago. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong said the Chinese court's decision was harrowing and appalling. She said she'd summoned China's ambassador in Canberra for an explanation. Australian officials say the death sentence imposed on the writer and activist Yang Hengjun may be commuted to life imprisonment after 2 years for good behaviour. Yang, who blogged about Chinese affairs, had always denied allegations of espionage. The specific charges against him have not been made public. The Chinese-born Australian citizen has denied working as a spy for Australia or the United States. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. Senate Republican Party members are resisting the advance of a bipartisan proposal intended to clamp down on illegal border crossings. That signals a likely defeat in Congress that would leave leaders with no clear path to approve wartime aid for Ukraine. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell recommended to his party's senators in a closed-door meeting that they vote against the first procedural vote Wednesday. Senate negotiators on Sunday night released a $118 billion package of border enforcement policy and funding for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. A massive storm again drenched the Los Angeles area with torrential rain, bringing near hurricane-force wind gusts and raising the threat of flash floods and landslides, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Los Angeles area residents banded together on Monday to clear debris after a mudslide, as a powerful atmospheric river storm stalled over Southern California, bringing heavy rainfall and hurricane-force winds.
It's been crazy, especially maybe the last 12 hours or so.
The so-called Pineapple Express weather system left more than 500,000 homes and businesses without power as of Monday morning, according to Electric Utilities and PowerOutage.us. It's the second such storm to hit the most populous U.S. state in the past week.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Senegal's parliament has voted to delay the West African nation's presidential election until December 15th in a chaotic voting process that took place after opposition lawmakers were forcefully removed from the legislative building. Security forces stormed the legislative building and forcefully removed several opposition lawmakers who had been trying to block the vote. In the bill adopted by the National Assembly, Sall's tenure, which will be extended until a new election. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.